we're going to talk about Mayim Achronim. Why is it that if it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that Shulchan Aruch starts out with the words Mayim Achronim Chova in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, and yet at the very end of Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, "Just kidding, right?" Yesh she'eino agim litol b'mayim achronim. Some people are not knowing to do Mayim Achronim. Well, if it's a Chova, how could there be minag yes, minag no? So let's start at the beginning. There is a Gemara. There are two Gemaras. This Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph that tells us that we wash Mayim Achronim, that unlike Mayim Rishonim, which is a mitzvah, Mayim Achronim is a chova. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, but Mayim Achronim is different than a mitzvah, it's a chova. And the Gemara says that it's a chova because of Melach Sodomis, that they used to have something called Melach Sodomis, salt from Sodom, apparently, that was extremely dangerous, and if it was left on your fingers after your meal and you rubbed your eyes, you'd go blind. So Mayim Achronim is meant to wash off any such Melach Sodomis. Now, the idea of chova versus mitzvah probably relates to the sakana element. The fact that it's chova and not a mitzvah is probably because it's considered to be dangerous not to wash Mayim Achronim, and we know that's why there's stronger terminology. There's a concept Chazal have that that sakana is treated more severely than isur. Chamira sakanta me isura. Right? Sakana is treated in a more chamur way than isur is treated. There is a second Gemara, Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara darshens a pasuk v'iskadashtem v'yisam kadoshim, that you have a mitzvah to be mekadesh your yadayim by washing mayim achronim. So we learn from a pasuk v'iskadashtem v'yisam kadoshim to wash mayim achronim. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? Which is it? Is it a din in Melech Sodom? Is it a din in Sakana? Or is there some sort of mitzvah of washing mayim achronim? So I'm going to share with you very quickly five shitos in Rishonim, and then we'll discuss some of the halachos. Number one, Tosfos says the Gemara in Brachos is just an asmachta. It's really all about Melech Sodomis. You don't have to worry about anything else. Now, obviously, if you hold like Tosfos, then there's no reason to wash Mayim Achronim anymore. Who has Melech Sodomis anymore? So we have nothing to worry about. There is no mitzvah, so you would have nothing to worry about. Most other Rishonim assume that Viskadashtim Yisam Kadoshim is actually a drasha from the Pasuk, and they approach the two Gemaras in different ways. The Rif says that we still do need to wash Mayim Achronim, and it's based on a Gemara in Yuma. We're not going to get into now. If you take a look at Yuma, Pei Gimel and Beis, someone died because they didn't wash Mayim Achronim. Whatever, we're not going to get into that right now. The Ran, when it's more than a 10-minute shiur, we'll get into it. The Ran writes that if your hands are dirty, then there's a mitzvah viskadasha. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos was talking about. But if your hands are clean, that's the Gemara in Chulin. If your hands are already clean, well, you still got to worry about Melech Sodomis. They may be clean of grime or whatever, but you still have to worry about Melech Sodomis, and that's the Gemara in Chulin. The Rush writes that neither reason applies anymore. That they're both a din, but the Gemara in Chulin, obviously, we don't have Melech Sodomis. And in terms of the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara talks about washing your hands in oil. If you look at that Gemara, the Gemara says Viskadashim, Viskadoshim is a din. That's why we wash our hands in oil. Well, he says no one washes their hands in oil anymore. So the whole idea, the whole concept of washing in oil, we view oil as something that dirties our hands, not cleans our hands. So therefore, the whole concept wouldn't even apply. The Mordechai writes that since we don't do Mayim Achronim, our hands are no longer considered dirty. Meaning, we don't view whatever dirt is left on our hands after a meal to be dirty. And therefore, there's no problem with Skadashim, Yisim, Kedoshim. The whole mitzvah of Skadashim, Yisim, Kedoshim is when your hands are dirty, you shouldn't make a bracha. But we don't view that as dirty. We're a bunch of pigs. We eat with our hands, and our hands are fine, and we don't even, you know, we just go like that, and we're fine. So since we don't wash Mayim Achronim, we're not makbid anyway to clean our hands, so there's no problem with Skadashim, Yisim, Kedoshim. That's the Mordechai. In general, the Darkei Moshe writes that we hold like Tosfos. Darkei Moshe, on the bottom of the tour, says that we hold like Tosfos, that the whole concept is all the Melech Sodomis concept. We don't have Melech Sodomis, therefore we have nothing to worry about. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, says that even Tosfos didn't mean that. That even Tosfos would agree that you do have to wash Mayim Achronim. Tosfos is just saying that to try to justify the minhag. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, Tosfos realized that a lot of people aren't makbid, so he tried to be matzdik the minhag of Klal Yisrael, but you really shouldn't be makel on this. And he quotes the Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, Simin Nun Zayin, where one of the Balei Tosfos wrote a sefer called Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, where every night he'd go to sleep and he'd ask his questions up in Shemayim, and they'd give him answers, and he'd wake up and he'd write them down. So the Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, Rav Vadi Yosef has an interesting tshuva, whether the Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim are more authoritative than regular halachas, less authoritative than regular halachas, or the same as regular halachas, something to think about. But anyway, the Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim says that HaMekel Bahem Mekilin Lo Yamav Ushnosav. Pretty scary. Someone who's Mekel in Mayim Achronim, so they're going to be Mekel with him, with his days and his years up in Shemayim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Lush in the Gemara, Mayim Achronim Chova, And then at the end of the siman, he acknowledges that the minhag of many people is not to wash mayim achronim. What's the minhag based on? Well, the minhag is either based on Tosfos, that it's all a melech sedomis issue, and the melech sedomis is not an issue for us anymore, or based on the other Rishonim, that it's not all a melech sedomis issue, but even the other issue is not relevant anymore. Like the Rush says, because we don't wash in oil anymore, or whatever it might be, some other excuse why we're not worried about the Gemara and Brachos either. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Now the Mishnah Brura says, but obviously you're really supposed to wash, meaning it's just that there's a minhag that people don't, but really the Mishnah Brura seems to take it more seriously, says that a person should wash Mayim Achronim. Now, if one is going to wash Mayim Achronim, so there are a lot of issues that need to be dealt with. First of all, if you've had the experience, I've had this experience many times, where Mayim Achronim is handed around the table, and the men all wash Mayim Achronim, and then it goes past right past the women. The women don't even bother trying. I don't know if you've shared this experience or haven't, but a lot of times women just start, as little as men are makbid on Mayim Achronim, women are even less makbid. So which part doesn't apply to them? Melech Sedomis? Right, why is it not more of a concern for men than it is for women? So I saw two explanations. Rav Sturmbach writes in Shuvas Van Hagus Chelik Al Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid, if I could read my handwriting, that women are not makbid because the real reason people still do Mayim Achronim are really reasons of Pi Kabbalah, the Zohar, and you know they quote from all these Kabbalistic sources. Shavuos Min Hashemayim is not Kabbalistic, but you know it's more the Kabbalistic sources that take it very, very seriously. So since we don't have Melech Sedomis halachically, there's no reason to wash Mayim Achronim. It's only al Pi Kabbalah. So he says Chumras al Pi Kabbalah. Women aren't so careful to keep all the Chumras al Pi Kabbalah. They don't have to be so careful about that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a much simpler explanation. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, why are men still makbid Mayim Achronim? We don't have Melech Sedomis anymore. He says, what is it? It's viskadash to me some gedoshim that we have to make sure our hands are clean when we bench, and it's disrespectful to bench with dirty hands, right? So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, men eat like pigs, women eat like civilized people. So since men have dirty hands after the meal, men need to wash Mayim Achronim. Women eat like civilized people, so they don't have to wash Mayim Achronim. Problem solved, right? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Marek Tzia, that's why the women are not makbid Mayim Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch says that Sarech Litol Yadav Kodem Birchas Hamazon. You need to wash your hands before Birchas Hamazon. So the Achronim understand that means immediately before Birchas Hamazon, that there shouldn't be a hefsek. If you look in Beis Yosef, it's clear that's what it means, that you should wash Mayim Achronim, then right away say Birchas Hamazon. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's why you should say Shir HaMalos before Mayim Achronim, not after Mayim Achronim. Aruch HaShulchan says you could still talk, just try to bench as soon after Mayim Achronim as you can. Mishmur says you shouldn't even talk. Not only shouldn't you talk, you shouldn't even talk in Devarei Torah. Okay, so that's the discussion of the poskim, whether you can talk after Mayim Achronim, assuming one is makbid on Mayim Achronim. What about the shear of Mayim Achronim? How much water do you need? So the Beis Yosef says there's no shear, however much it takes to clean off the hands. You don't need, there's no din. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon, from the Maaser Rav, that the Vilna Gaon was makbid to use a revius, a dafka revius mayim, to wash Mayim Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch says that you have to wash until the second knuckle. Again, however much water that is, that's how far the grime or the oil or the whatever it is you're eating, that's how far your hands get dirty, so that's where you have to wash. But the grower's makbid dafka tava revius. So Mishnah Berurah actually screams about this. And the whole siman about Mayim Achronim, there's one thing he gets really upset about, and that is the way that people wash Mayim Achronim. I'm sure you've seen this done as well. They have a tiny little Mayim Achronim thing for 15 people to wash Mayim Achronim around the table. So everyone just takes a little tiny, you know, like a molecule of H2O, and that's it. And that cleans off their hands, and that's the Mayim Achronim. So Mishnah Berurah says, that's terrible. How could you do that? That's wrong. It's not cleaning anything. It's not doing anything. Maybe it does something up to Kabbalah. I don't know. Maybe if the whole thing is only up to Kabbalah, so I don't know. But that's the Mishnah Berurah is not happy about that. Mishnah Berurah says you should wash as much as it takes to clean off the hand properly. There is also an issue the Shulchan Aruch raises in Seif Beis about Ruach Ra'a. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't wash it onto the floor because there's a Ruach Ra'a on the water that was used for Mayim Achronim. So the Kaf HaChaim suggests, based on that you also shouldn't leave the water on the table when you're benching, because it's disrespectful to bench with water that has Ruach Ra on the table right in front of you. But that's where it first appears, as far as I know. That doesn't come from Rishonim, and it doesn't come from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that one thing that most people who wash Mayim Achronim are more makbid about than any of the halachas about Mayim Achronim is to remove the water from the table. That's not That's, you know, that's a chumrah recorded by the Kaf HaChaim. And they say that the stipler is makpid to cover with a napkin. That's why all the Mayim Achronim pitchers, they make them in such a way that the cup covers the water. How serious is that? Of all the dinim of Mayim Achronim, that's one of the less serious dinim. Because after all, is there really such a din that you're not allowed to make a bracha in front of water that has ruach ra? What about Netilas Yadayim in the morning? What if you wash into a basin, not into a sink, where it goes right down? Not allowed to make a bracha, because there's going to be water that has ruach ra. It's not so pashut, right? That you're not allowed to make a bracha just because there's water in front of you that has ruach ra. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss, but again, time is short. We got to have mincha. Just some of the issues that we didn't get to is why there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim, while there's a bracha on Mayim Rishonim. Or Chashulchan thinks it's because it's covered with the bracha on Mayim Rishonim. Nafka mean, if you didn't make the bracha, then our Chashulchan thinks you should make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. Tremendous chiddush, we wouldn't pass it that way. We didn't get to, what else did we get to? Drying your hands, whether you should or should not dry your hands, and why we hold the hands down. Okay, but 10 minutes, we do what we can. Yeah.
What does the
Tosafot
mean that Tosafot
just
made up a reason why the
minhag
shouldn't be?
He's justifying a minhag. There's a difference between something.